This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, April 3rd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Slim chance for a California citizenship bill. New era of women ag leaders. Warning on H-2A wage impact and Vilsack and farm workers at the White House. The chances for a state citizenship bill. We'll see. Senator Anna Caporello spoke for the first time last week on her bill to grant agriculture workers permanent resident status. At a Fresno Bee webinar, Caporello said California is, quote, different than most of the other states. If you ask us, we give them all a green card. That would enable farm workers to qualify for all federal benefits. According to Caporello, her bill would allow Governor Newsom to work with President Biden on a program allowing California to identify farm workers as essential workers and give them permission to work and stay in the U.S. She said, quote, if no other state wants to do that, that's okay. But immigration reform remains a sensitive topic in Washington. Such a program would face an uphill battle. Caporello said, quote, we'll see whether we can get it through the legislature. SB 831 is in the Senate Human Services Committee, not on the agenda for the committee's next two hearings. More women taking leadership roles in ag. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross recognized women in agriculture as she celebrated Women's History Month in March. Ross said she could once count on one hand the number of women playing a leading role in advocacy and policy development for California ag. Now, more than half the advocates she meets with are women. A dozen states have women leading their departments of agriculture, and in California, 17 county ag commissioners are women. Women are in the position to make change and get things done, said Ross. EPA approves California ZEV truck mandate. EPA on Friday gave California the authority to require half of the all-new heavy-duty vehicles sold in the state by 2035 be electric. California had to get waivers from federal emission requirements to implement the planned phase-out of fossil fuel trucks. To meet the state's carbon neutrality goal for 2045, the California regulation requires 3% of commercial truck sales to include ZEV models starting in 2024 and phasing up to 60% for some truck classes by 2045, which would lead to an estimated 300,000 sold in the state by 2035. CARB staff anticipate ZEVs will make up 76% of the total statewide fleet inventory by 2045. The agency is set to approve a new rule for fleets in April that is likely to set a ban on all sales by 2036. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Analysis. H-2A wage rates will hit small farms hardest. The Labor Department's new formula for setting minimum wages for H-2A workers will hit small farms especially hard, that according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF says the average national wage rate in 2022 would have been 12% higher for small farms under the new formula, 5% higher for large farms. The Farm Bureau says the Labor Department is significantly underestimating the number of positions that fall into a higher wage category under the regulations. H-2A wage rates for field workers will continue to be based on USDA's Farm Labor Survey of farm worker wages, but rates for some occupations, including truck drivers and supervisors, will be linked to a broader wage survey conducted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. USDA tapping IRA funds for $1 billion in rural renewable energy projects. The Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program is receiving a $1 billion boost from the Inflation Reduction Act to fund projects improving the renewable energy infrastructure across farm country. The sum is a big increase from the typical REAP funding allocation. The program distributed just shy of $285 million in grants and loans in the 2022 fiscal year. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters Friday, USDA plans to award money quarterly through September 30th, 2024, and will start allocating the money April 1st. The department plans to roll out a new slate of funded projects every quarter. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Showdown on the CCC. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's 3 days on Capitol Hill ended with some fireworks last Thursday. The chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee, Andy Harris of Maryland, ripped into Vilsack for using the Commodity Credit Corporation to fund the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities, the initiative that's supposed to test ways to develop markets for climate-related farming practices. But take note, Harris essentially conceded Vilsack had the authority to fund the initiative by saying Vilsack used a, quote, loophole in the law. It's also notable how few Republicans raised the issue. Vilsack was prepared for the attacks. He came to the hearing with handwritten notes on the 1933 law that authorized the CCC. Harris would likely have a tough time getting any new CCC restrictions passed the Democratic-controlled Senate. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Land disclosure crackdown only goes so far. Secretary Vilsack has hired more staff to track foreign investment disclosure filings for violations USDA may have missed during a 3-year gap in its imposition of disclosure penalties. The agency did not assess any penalties for Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act violations between 2015 and 2018 that due to low staffing levels. The USDA, which previously had 2 to 3 AFIDA specialists, now has 6, Vilsack told the House Appropriations. But Vilsack said the agency is still limited in what it can do to enforce reporting. It can assess penalties, but tracking day-to-day land purchases would require a clearinghouse of land deeds from every county recorder's office, an idea that Vilsack said farmers would oppose. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Vilsack meets with farm workers. A dozen farm workers, as well as leaders of the United Farm Workers, met at the White House Friday with Ag Secretary Vilsack, Labor Department Solicitor Seema Nada, and White House Advisor Julie Chavez Rodriguez. Friday was the birthday of Cesar Chavez, who co-founded the forerunner of the UFW. The workers pressed the administration to protect foreign workers from deportation and to provide disaster aid for farm worker communities and additional funding for the Farm and Food Workers Relief Program, a temporary USDA program created during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a press release, Georgia farm worker Brian Pataha said the officials, quote, heard about our struggles and what the administration can do to support us. This means not cutting farm worker wages, but rather increasing our pay, enacting workplace protections, providing disaster relief, and ensuring that farm workers are treated with dignity and respect. Finally, here's today's She Said It. Hey, look at all the people having the same first name, Rabbi. That Cesar Chavez's sister-in-law when she and the farm worker rights icon met with Jewish leaders supporting the United Farm Workers in the 1960s, as told by Assembly Member Blanca Rubio, who represented the Legislative Jewish Caucus. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, April 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.